Aid God, I pray, as I raise my sword into the sky. Seek, Father, take this day, and choose my soul if I should die.
Silence, I ask of the sacred folk. Silence of the kith and kin of Heimdall. At your will, Odin, I shall well relate the old tales of man I remember best. 1973. My favorite songwriter died in a plane crash. I wasn't even born then. Something else happened that year. Something unexpected. Even more important to me than love songs now. A man made it happen. A peasant. A poet. With a beard that made you think of Karl Marx and Santa Claus at the same time. His name, Sveinbjörn Beinteinsson. He brought the old Norse gods back to Iceland. But then, if you ask people like me, they'll tell you the gods never left in the first place. Almost 1,000 years after Christianity had become the one and only faith on this beautiful rugged island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, Sveinbjörn, together with a group of supporters, achieved the previously unthinkable. The old faith was officially recognized by the state of Iceland, meaning that, from now on, it was to have the same rights and privileges as Christianity. The name of the old and new religion, Asatru, the faith of those who believe in and are true to the ways of the Germanic gods. 9 worlds I can reckon, 9 roots of the tree, the wonderful ash, way under the ground. When Ymir lived long ago, was no sand or sea,
no surging waves,
nowhere was there earth nor heaven above, but a grinning void.
A grinning void. And grass nowhere.
The sons of Bor then built up the lands, molded in magnificence Midgard. Sun stared from the south on the stones of their hall. From the ground there sprouted green leeks. Sun turned from the south, sister of moon. Her right arm rested on the rim of heaven. She had no inkling where her hall was, no moon, a notion of what might he had. The planets knew not where their places were. I had no choice. I heard the call. There are no other words to describe it. There are no gurus in Asatru. Just yourself, your ancestors, the land and the lore. No fantasy religion. No happy hallelujah, let us speak with the dolphins kind of new age escapism. It is as real as the earth we were born onto. Midgard, the middle realm.
Wait a second. Middle something?
You read too much Tolkien. Shouldn't you have stayed with playing Dungeons and Dragons in the basement of your parents' house instead of pretending to do something religious?
You're joking, right?
That's the kind of reaction you get from a lot of people nowadays when telling them about your being Asatru, a heathen. Fun enough, the same people would often find nothing wrong with, for example, Native Americans trying to rediscover their cultural and religious roots. If one was to browse randomly through some of the contemporary lifestyle magazines on offer in most stores, a lot of information would be uncovered dealing, though in a very superficial way, with Asian religious practices such as yoga and tantra. But then again, in most such cases, exoticism happens to be the unique selling point, and not the actual content. Asatru is not exotic. It's part of the heritage of the Germanic peoples and their culture. Their legacy is with us, without most of us even noticing. Monday, day of Mani, the moon. Tuesday, the day of Tiu, the god of lawful order. Wednesday, the day of Wodin, or Odin,
the father of the gods, leader of the wild hunt and cunning sorcerer. Thursday, the day of Thor, god of thunder and protector of humankind, etc., etc. I've always loved history, for as long as I can remember, and I've always looked at clear night skies with a sense of wonder. When attending school as a young boy, the teachers would give lectures about the magnificent Egyptians, builders of the pyramids and children of Osiris, and the Greeks, the founding fathers of Western civilization, with Zeus ruling over them from mighty Mount Olympus. But Northern Europe? Stone Age. And then, suddenly, at last, the wonderful Romans appear to tame and colonize us, bringing culture to fur-clad Germanic brutes. It is true, they did not build any pyramids. Like a friend of mine once said, followers of Osatru try to glue together a broken vase that was hidden for a long time, with some pieces gone missing forever. At the core of our faith are two families of gods, the Asir and Vanir, but we don't worship them the same way that Muslims or Christians worship their god. Most of us see them as an integral part of the universe, insofar as they are principles upholding a kind of order that allows us humans to live. They have many names, some not very flattering. They are mighty, yet not all-powerful. And they are not perfect. Their successes inspire us as much as their shortcomings and failures, in a way showing us how not to do things.
Remember, Odin, in the olden days, what blood brothers we were. You would never have dreamed of drinking ale unless it was brought for us both. You and me, Loki. Hail to the gods, hail to the goddesses, hail to the most holy of powers, hail to you all. Enough, Freya. I know well you have been as bad as the rest, with all who sit here, elves and gods. With each you have played the whore. You enticed into bed your own brother, remember. And then, Freya, you broke wind.
There are numerous passages within medieval Icelandic sagas that describe a sense of self-reliance on the part of heathen worshippers that appears more important even than religious devotion. To understand the northern heathen faith, one has to understand that in the time when the first missionaries had found their way into central Germania, the notion of religion in the structured Roman sense was unknown for the most part. There was no dogma written in stone, or any kind of clergy to enforce it for that matter. The land people lived in was itself part of everyday spiritual experience. Customs would have varied from town to town, with different deities having greater prominence in different places, though all that doesn't necessarily mean that Joe Public, 1,500 years ago, was very spiritual in the modern sense. I like to picture the spiritual current behind Arthur II, or the old custom as it is sometimes called, as a sleeping dragon that is about to fully awaken again in times of greatest need. In the last couple of years, more and more women have joined the community of those worshipping the old gods, and due to this fact, Arthatru is beginning to shake off the stigma of drunken macho would-be Vikings that stayed with it for far too long. New places of worship will have to be found. The threat of radical groups trying to abuse our faith for their political aims is a constant danger. Yet, the dragon has opened one of its eyes and is not likely to close it again for a very long time.